Committee and what are its purposes?
SALC is the Southern African Liberation Committee, an organization located on the Cornell campus, comprised of students, faculty, and members at large. The Southern African Liberation Committee has been functioning for more than 3 years. Entering its fourth year, its expressed purpose is to educate the immediate community of the intolerable conditions in countries of Southern Africa, and to raise funds to send to those countries where the people are struggling for self-determination.
Could you tell us a little about the struggles in Southern Africa?
Well, the people of Southern Africa are in revolt against the conditions under which they live. 35 million Africans in South Africa, Namibia, formerly Southwest Africa, Zimbabwe or Rhodesia, Angola and Mozambique, and Guinea-Bissau further north, are oppressed by a white minority of 5 million. They are denied the most basic human right to live in their own homes with their families, to have a voice in their conditions of work and wages, to unsegregated access to public facilities and cultural and athletic events, to freedom of person, speech, and press, and to participate in the government that rules them. These people are organizing themselves now into liberation forces such as FRELIMO in Mozambique, ANC in South Africa, Folizi, ZANU, and ZAPU in Zimbabwe.
What about the South African Liberation Committee's programs and aspirations?
As you know, SALC has been in existence for 4 years. This is my second year of participation in the committee, and in that time, we have accomplished some things. I am sure many remember the fundraising dinner at Ithaca College last semester, spring of 72, when we were honored to have Imamu Amiri Baraka, Committee for Unified Newark, as guest speaker. We also organized a subcommittee, STOP, Students to Oppose Persecution. The committee and subcommittee was and still is making a concerted and deliberate attempt to get Cornell University to sell its 93,000 shares in Killing, called Gulf Oil, a company which lends great financial support to the oppression and massacre of human beings in Portuguese-dominated Africa. This fall, even after a public statement from Cornell stating its intent to sell its investment last spring, Cornell has not sold its 93,000 shares. SALC will continue to support STOP in its agitation against Cornell University's apparent laxity regarding the deaths of millions. We will do this by educating the Cornell community to the social, economic, and political stagnation of countries on the second largest continent in the world, and we will continue to educate ourselves in international affairs. This semester, we are initiating an accelerated educational program where we will have various activities each month. This Saturday, October 28th, we are sponsoring a fundraising dinner dance where we will also show the film Enter the Dialogue concerning oppression in South Africa. As guest speaker, we will have Nana Mahomu, who is directly concerned with the film. The tickets will be on sale up until Saturday, and if you do not have a ticket, you may get one at the door. Next month, we will have a program at the Calvary Baptist Church in Ithaca, comprised of a dinner, film, and a speaker on November 18th, and a special sermon at the church, November 19th. Many activities are being initiated, but they are few compared to the number that we want to have, that we are capable of having. Our greatest aspiration is to sufficiently educate and involve the entire Cornell community in these activities, that we can make a viable, important contribution to the struggle of the African people. Theirs is an active daily struggle for freedom. There is no reason why our contribution should be a passive one. SALC meets every Thursday at 5 p.m. in room 104 in the Africana Studies and Research Center. Anyone interested, everyone who cares about the struggle, should attend. The odds are great, but let our determination to surmount them be greater.
Over the last 12 months, the SALC also raised about $3,000 in contributions to the liberation movements. This was sent to Dar es Salaam, where the Liberation Committee of the Organization of African Unity distributed it to the various liberation movements as they thought best. About $300 of the money was sent specifically by